talking about cytochrome C450 monooxygenase mediated permethrin resistance confers limited cross resistance in the southern house mosquito.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Helicobium quintafasciatus is the southern house mosquito. It is the vector of many diseases that affect both humans and animals. It is the primary vector of lymphatic filariasis, as well as being one of the Culex species that vectors West Nile virus. Because it is anatogenous, which means that it requires a blood meal, it often feeds on birds and mammals. Its distribution occurs in the southern hemisphere, mostly in the tropics and subtropics, and it is found worldwide. Its habitat includes pools of water that are filled with high organic material. Control of mosquitoes includes the use of integrative techniques, some of which include habitat modification, like draining of ditches, as well as biopesticides. But in times when vector disease outbreaks occur and in areas where disease is endemic, synthetic insecticides are the commonly used tool. The main classes used in vector control strategies include organophosphates, carbamates, as well as pyrethroids, as mentioned in previous presentations, and this is the class that I will be focusing on. Permethrin resistance, permethrin is a pyrethroid, occurs due to two major mechanisms. The first is target site insensitivity, and the second is cytochrome P450 monooxygenase detoxification. Target site insensitivity occurs due to a single point mutation in the sodium channel that changes a leucine at position 1014 to a phenylalanine, as shown here with the red star. This is commonly called KDR, or knockdown resistance. Cytochrome P450 monooxygenases in insects are membrane-bound proteins located both in the smooth and rough endoplasmic reticulum, as well as the mitochondria. They serve to metabolize insecticides and other xenobiotics, and also regulate endogenous compound titers. P450 isoforms have been shown to have broad and narrow substrate specificities and can perform a diverse array of reactions, some of which include detoxification of pyrethroids, as well as the activation and detoxification of organophosphates. In my research, the mosquito strains that I used were S-Lab, a standard susceptible lab strain, as well as J-PAL, a strain that is highly resistant to permethrin, due to both KDR and P450 monooxygenases. It has been shown in previous research that this detoxification of permethrin occurred due to 4' hydroxylation. But because I was interested in learning more about the P450 mechanism, I used a strain that did not have the confounding effects of KDR. This strain is called ISO-P450 and is resistant to permethrin and is also highly related to S-Lab. Further characterization of this P450 mechanism has shown that it is monofactorially inherited and also incompletely dominant. To confirm these results, I conducted larval bioassays and found that indeed J-PAL has very high levels of resistance as compared to S-Lab. When this strain was bioassayed with PBO, a P450 inhibitor, this resistance ratio was decreased to 70. This is due to KDR as well as incomplete inhibition of the P450. In ISO-P450, the resistance ratio is 1300, which is still quite high, but not as high as J-PAL. And when tested with PBO, the P450 inhibitor, this was decreased to 5. To confirm that this was exclusively due to incomplete inhibition, genotyping of the sodium channel was conducted. As you can see, S-Lab has leucine, which codes for a susceptible phenotype. J-PAL has phenylalanine, which codes for a KDR phenotype. And ISO-P450 has the leucine, which codes for a susceptible phenotype. This allowed me to use ISO-P450 and S-Lab, the highly related strains, to answer two questions. One, what is the spectrum of cross-resistance in ISO-P450 to structurally different pyrethroid insecticides? And two, is there cross-resistance or negative cross-resistance present in ISO-P450 to organophosphates? To answer the first question, I took permethrin, as mentioned before, that had a resistance ratio of 1300, And the site of metabolism occurs here on this position of the benzene ring. And my hypothesis was that if I change this alcohol so that this site is no longer there, it would decrease the resistance. And that is what I found. When tested against fenfluthrin, bifenthrin, tetramethrin, and bioethrin, when alcohols were changed as indicated in red, the resistance ratio decreased dramatically. To further analyze how constrained the P450 mechanism was, I analyzed two pyrethroids that have alpha-cyano substituents, as indicated in red here with dipromethrin and deltamethrin. And interestingly, these also decrease the resistance ratios dramatically from the permethrin levels. So this led us to the conclusion that indeed 4' hydroxylation is the primary metabolic reaction and that the alpha-cyano groups are bulky enough to inhibit the ability of the P450s to detoxify these pyrethroids. To address the second question of whether cross-resistance or negative cross-resistance occurs to organophosphates, I use organophosphates in vector control strategies. If the organophosphate is being cross-resistant, meaning detoxified, I would expect a resistance ratio of greater than 1. And if it's being negatively cross-resistant or bioactivated, I would expect a resistance ratio of less than 1. And as you can see, with diazinon, malathion, and temafos, they're very structurally different organophosphates, but all three are not significantly different than 1, which means that none of them are either being bioactivated or detoxified. But interestingly, when I bioassayed against phenytrothione, I got a resistance ratio of 8, meaning that it was being detoxified quite readily. And the sites of detoxification include these sites here, as well as a few sites on the benzene ring. And so further analysis included the use of a chemical that was structurally common or structurally related to phenytrothione, but only differed at one of the possible sites of metabolism. And this compound was methylparathione that only differed at this methyl group on the benzene ring. And very interestingly, when I bioassayed with this compound, it decreased the resistance dramatically, showing that this site is the site of metabolism on phenytrothione. So in conclusion, I found that the P450 mechanism has very unpredictable substrate specificity, that there was no enhanced bioactivation of the organophosphates, but it allowed me the chance to determine the site of detoxification on phenytrothione as the metaposition on that benzene ring. And in terms of resistance management strategies, the use of alpha-cyano and phenoxybenzyl-substituted pyrethroids, as well as most of the organophosphates, can still be effective because they still retain high activity against strains that may have this resistance mechanism. And I'd just like to thank my lab and funding agencies.
Thank you.
Thank you. So your question is, how is ISO P450 highly related to S-Lab? In our lab, we did standard backcrossing of J-PAL with S-Lab, and at each generation selected with permethrin, and we conducted 14 backcross generations with selection, and then at the end of the 14 generations of backcross, we did an additional 8 generations of selection with just permethrin on that final strain. And then ISO P450 was the resulting strain at the end.
My question is, the first time that you're showing that the other chemicals
So the direct comparison actually was done in this experiment. Permethrin and cypermethrin are structurally the same except for the alpha cyano group. And so permethrin had 1,300 fold resistance, and I think cypermethrin had 12 or something. So direct comparisons where only the alpha cyano is substituted have shown that that resistance decreases dramatically. My hypothesis is that somehow the cyano group is acting as a bulky substituent that is just inhibiting the ability of the pyrethroids to enter into the active site of the P450 because it's sort of like a pocket. And so you need to be able to get into that pocket to be metabolized, and somehow that cyano group is bulky enough to inhibit the pyrethroids from getting in properly to be detoxified.